Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hip-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Conor McGregor is appearing before a High Court jury this week to answer claims of alleged sexual assault from an incident at Dublin's Beacon Hotel back in 2018. And Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent, joins us this morning. Frank, lots of CCTV footage has been shown to Miss Hand over the past few days, and Conor McGregor's barrister suggesting yesterday it shows her hugging and kissing the UFC fighter after she claims to have been raped by him.
Yeah, this is Nikita Hand, the woman bringing the lawsuit against not only Conor McGregor, but also a second named defendant called James Lawrence with an address at Rafters Road in Drimna. And on Wednesday, a montage of CCTV clips was shown to her. This was clips gathered and harvested by the Gardaí that were initially investigating a criminal complaint. And we'll come back to that later because this is not a criminal case. This is a civil legal action. The complication or the compilation begins when Conor McGregor picked Nikita and her friend up. This was at about 10:15 on the morning of the 9th of December 2018. Nikita had been out partying all night. She'd been at her work Christmas party and she was still going. The compilation that was shown to her ends almost 12 hours later when she is seen leaving the Beacon Hotel in Dublin, getting into a taxi with that second named defendant, Mr. Lawrence, at 10:30 that night. Now, if she was raped, as she alleges, it must have happened sometime between 12:30 that afternoon and 6:12 that evening, because that's how long Conor McGregor spent in the penthouse suite at the Beacon Hotel. She was shown a clip of them all going down the lift together as Conor McGregor was leaving with her friend. And it was put to her that she could be seen hugging him and giving him a little kiss on the arm. And this would have been, the jury was told yesterday, after the alleged rape. She said that she didn't remember that, and she said that it wasn't clear from her viewing of the footage. She said she was very drunk. She said it's clear from watching the footage that she's very vulnerable and that she should have been minded and brought home. And she was asked why she didn't leave at that point, why she didn't leave the hotel after Conor McGregor left. And she said that she didn't know why she stayed. And she did stay for another 4 hours or so with James Lawrence, who claims that they had consensual sex twice after Mr. McGregor left. She said yesterday she had no memory of that, but she did accept that she and James Lawrence, that is, appeared to be kissing in CCTV footage taken after McGregor had left in the car with her friend. She was asked why she called Conor McGregor shortly after he left, and she said she didn't know why. This is about 15 minutes later. It was put to her that she was calling a man that she claimed had brutally raped her. But again, she said that she didn't remember making that call. She didn't know why she was calling him. She accepted that she sent a number of messages to her then boyfriend, lying essentially about where she was and who she was with. And she said she did that because she didn't want to worry him. She was asked about deleting messages, Kira. She was asked about asking others to delete messages, including the girl who was in the hotel with her. And she said she did that because at the time she didn't want to press charges. She said that she was afraid. She also admitted deleting her Instagram account. She didn't do that straight away. She said that she deleted that on the advice of a Garda, and she said her reason for deleting that was because she didn't want people getting photos of it. It was all over social media and in the papers, she said.
Mr. McGregor's version of events was also put to her. What does he say happened, and what was her response, Frank?
It was put to her yesterday. Again, these allegations are being strongly contested and denied. And I should point out, these are obviously sexual allegations, details of a sexual nature, very distressing evidence heard in court yesterday, just for younger ears that might be listening to this piece. Because Conor McGregor, it was put to her yesterday, claims that all four of them were in the sitting room area of the penthouse suite in the Beacon Hotel that afternoon, and that she followed him into the bedroom at one point. He claims that he was using the bathroom When she approached him from behind, he claims they started kissing while he had his belt and his trousers open, and that she then largely took her own clothes off. He claims that she then performed a sex act on him before they moved to the bed where they had what he claims was consensual sex. She denied that version of events when it was put to her yesterday. She said it didn't happen. It was also put to her that she had sex with Mr. McGregor a second time, consensual sex. She denied that. She described his version as a made-up story. And she was also asked at one point yesterday if she went to Las Vegas 3 years beforehand to one of Conor McGregor's MMA fights. And she said that she did go to Las Vegas back in 2015 with Conor McGregor's partner, Dee, but she said that she didn't actually go to his fight.
Okay. Maybe finally, Frank, the jury also heard a secret audio recording taken by her then boyfriend after she came home. What do we know about that?
This was a 38-minute recording played for the jurors yesterday. She wasn't aware at the time that it was being recorded. Her boyfriend, or then boyfriend, as you say, was recording it. They lived together. This was after she eventually came home. It was the Sunday night or the early hours of the Monday. And in that recording, she could be heard telling him that she was raped, but she wouldn't tell him who raped her. She also tells him that it happened in an apartment in the Morgan Hotel. She's already told the jury that she believed that that's where she was, just judging by the interior of the room. But we now know that it was the Beacon Hotel. She was told by the police that it was the Beacon Hotel. She lied to him about being there with her friends from work. She accepts that she did that. And at one point she says to her boyfriend, "I can't tell you who it was. He'll kill me." Later, she says, "He told me he'd kill me." And at various points during the recording, her boyfriend could be heard telling her that he was going to call the guards, but she pleaded with him not to. We know that a complaint was eventually made, not initially, but she did go to the Gardaí. A file was prepared for the DPP, and the DPP, the jury has already heard, did not decide to pursue criminal charges. So again, this is a civil legal action against Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence, and they both deny the allegations.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Frank Graney, their News Talk's court correspondent. And
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our programme, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavour, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.